Thank you for calling customer support. My name's Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm calling about trying to figure out what this charge is for my credit card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm a third-party customer support agent at a call center that serves over 400 companies that sell different products and also have many sites online. May I please
Yes,
have
I
your
understand
zip
that.
code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
20906.
20906.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. First and last name, please.
WAI. Last name is ON.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for the information. Be just one moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. Could it possibly be in your husband's name?
Try first name Linda.
And the last name is O-N?
Correct.
How much was the charge, ma'am?
$59.89.
Okay, yes, I'm just trying to pull up your name.
Understandable.
Yes, ma'am. And what day was you charged?
April 13th.
Yes, ma'am. And just to verify I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me?
2853 Karen Cross Terrace, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20906.
Yes, I mean, thank you for the information. I do see that this started on April 13th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you won a free gift such as a, let's see, a KitchenAid or a mixer?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think your husband could have done any surveys that said that he won a KitchenAid or a mixer?
No, I don't live with him.
Okay, yes, ma'am. How about anybody in your household? Because what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest, and within the contest entry, it came with a subscription to a meal plan. But I'm going to also get you transferred over to someone else, to the fraud department, to speak with a supervisor due to the fact that the name that they have on the account is ABC Dolly. I believe it's supposed to be the email address.
ABC Doll?
ABCDDolly@yahoo.com.
Well, yeah, that sounds like my email address.
But they use that as the first name. Yes, ma'am. So I'm going to get you transferred over to the fraud department to speak with a supervisor so that they can take care of the fraudulent charge.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to also get you a confirmation number to confirm that it's canceled as well.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do have a confirmation number available for you. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 920 570-398.
Okay, so that's Susan Charlie, 920-570-398.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
So that's the confirmation number to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm about to transfer you over to a supervisor now so that they can be able to help you with these fraudulent charges. Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Be just one moment.
Mm-hmm.